Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to another edition of The Secret Show with Karen Carson, Johnny Minch, and intern Ant. Remember, this is us unedited. We're not holding back, and it's a good idea not to listen at work with the volume on or around kids, right? Mm-hmm. So today, intern Anthony has been saying something off the air. We just never really gave him any attention on this, Johnny.
Yeah, what's going on with you? You sound a little crazy.
Like four times today during the show. We've been on the air, and I have this attention span thing where I'm listening to you on the air, but I look out the window as I'm talking on the air. Like, I'm doing it right now. And every time I looked back at the studio today while we were talking on the air, I saw a black shadow walk right by the front of me. Not outside of the studio, in the actual studio with me. I keep seeing this black figure. He'll either walk from the left to the right or the right to the left. Really quick. He's not bothering me, but there's a ghost in the radio station.
All right, I have a question.
Shut up.
I have a question. Do you need an eye exam?
No, I just got LASIK a couple of months ago.
It could be a shadow in your eyeball, and every time you think you're seeing something, it's like a shadow in your eyeball.
But why is it only happening a couple of times? And I don't catch the full shadow. It's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like someone's hiding from me. And I just make eye contact with them right before they hide behind the wall again.
Ew, you're creeping me out.
Okay, my question, Anthony, did you hit your weed pen?
No, and I don't have one. But either way,
oh, sure.
I mean, no, I don't, it's...
Well, that was going to be my next question.
No, well, do you believe in ghosts, Karen?
I definitely believe in ghosts. Do I believe that Anthony's seeing a ghost right now? Not so sure. Because I've had ghosts in my home, the last home I owned. And that ghost was with me all the time.
Yes, she did.
I think I've told this before.
Wait, tell Johnny this story. It scares the shit out of me, but it's the best story in the world.
Okay.
The first house that I ever bought was in Montclair, New Jersey. And it was built in like 1913. And a sea captain used to own it. And I thought it was kind of...
A seaman owned it?
Yes, a sea captain owned it. And he... I don't know whatever happened to him, but my husband at the time... was not a dreamer. He never had dreams and he never remembered them, good or bad. Never had nightmares, nothing. So he woke up one day, he's like, oh my God, you won't believe this. So I feel somebody touching my shoulder, and this is while he's sleeping, and then sit down on the bed next to me, and I roll over and I'm looking at this man with gray hair and a gray beard, and he had a captain's hat on.
What?
And I'm like, come on. And he never dreamed. Never, ever has dreams.
So there was a seaman cuddling with your husband?
Yeah, pretty much. And I was like, all right, just forget about it. Don't just, you know, that I know that's kind of weird, whatever. But our house was old. So my husband used to go to work in real early in the morning. I was on the air at night, so I'd sleep till like 10. Every single day at 10:30, I'd hear creaking up the stairs, somebody walking up the stairs. And the first time I thought, oh, why is he home early? That's weird. Because you know the sounds in your house, right? Clear as day, every single morning, these creaking up the stairs woke me up.
But it's
every
an old house, so
day.
Couldn't it just be like the wood was like, you know, just creaking on its own?
No.
The screws are loose.
I'm telling you, you would definitely hear 6 to 7 steps every single morning. So wait a minute. And there were unexplained noises and things like that. And I'm like, oh, it's Mr. Cook. It's got to be Mr. Cook who Jay saw in his dream. it's got to be the sea captain, and he's roaming the house. Now, we had a third floor that was a finished attic and, you know, tall enough to stand in, and there was a rocking chair up there, and I would hear the rocking chair creak during the day. So I was like, I'm not scared. So I just kind of let it go. Well, one day, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and I hear, we had like a stereo with like the speakers set up, and I hear it blasting downstairs, and I'm like, that's weird. Why is he home in the middle of the day? So I take my time. I go down the stairs. I'm like looking around. I'm the only one there.
Okay.
And the speakers are on 52, blasting a radio station.
That don't scare the shit out of you. What? Oh my God.
No. So I quickly called him. I'm like, were you just home? Are you home? He's like, no, I'm in Brooklyn. I'm at work. I'm like,
Oh my God,
the stereo just went on by itself and blasted up the whole house. Anyway, he lived with us, Captain Cook. I know it sounds crazy, but the real last name of the people that owned the house were Cook. He was a sea captain, and he lived with us.
I was always calm around him.
So I definitely believe that there are ghosts. But
it's so hard for me to believe. I've never seen a ghost, and so until I do, I can't say that they're real.
I only heard him. I never saw anything. I just heard things and felt things.
Was it like the scene from Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg? Did you and the semen get it on?
Oh, God. He wasn't Patrick Swayze, so no. No.
I Googled him. He's real.
Well,
his name was James Cook.
Really?
Yep. Captain James Cook, Montclair, New Jersey, if you Google him.
Come on.
Actually.
Yeah, well, they told us that the first person that built that house was a captain. You know, and he decided to retire, so he went on land and went to Montclair and bought it. And then, you know, there were a couple other scary things that happened in that house with the following owners. So I believe there were spirits in the house.
I've had some friends who have claimed to catch ghosts like on their Ring doorbell camera, but every time they show me the videos, it looks like a dust or like an orb from the sun.
Yeah.
I feel like people just kind of, so Anthony, I think you're seeing a reflection from like the janitor's broom onto the window.
No, I think that the orbs and like the dust things that float by, I think those are bullshit when people say that those are ghosts, but I'm telling you, I keep looking up. There's a couple of windows in our studio that you can look out of. Every time I look up, I see the like a quarter of someone's head, and then it just quickly moves away.
So you see the actual shape of a head?
But it's a black figure. There's no, I can't.
So what you're explaining is you're seeing the Grim Reaper.
Kind of, yeah. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm seeing the fucking Grim Reaper. Maybe I'm going to die soon. I don't know. You never know,
maybe,
and I wouldn't be afraid. I wouldn't be afraid of it.
What are your feelings? Like, do you feel like it's a sinister thing? Do you feel like it's a friendly thing? My ghost was friendly.
Indifferent, because it's not bothering me. It's not making me laugh. When I was little, we lived the first apartment that my mom and dad bought after they had me. Okay, so I would just lay there at night at like 2-3 in the morning, hysterical laughing at the ceiling. Like crying laughing.
Oh, man, you're a kid with too much sugar.
That's what they assumed.
Pixie sticks.
Too much sugar or fresh mozzarella. That's what they assumed. I was a newborn, and I was just laughing at the ceiling.
Oh,
well, they
okay.
just moved into this apartment. One day, one of my mom's friends was coming over to see the apartment for the first time, bring a housewarming gift, and the taxi driver, because there was no Uber in 1996, the taxi driver told the lady, "Your friend lives in this apartment?" And my mom's friend was like, "Yeah, I'm going to see her right now." And he goes, "Oh my God. When we were kids, I lived on this block when I was little. When we were kids, the kid that lived in this house had a friendly ghost that used to play with him all the time."
Stop. So you lived with Casper?
I lived with a friendly ghost who used to play with me all the time.
Oh, I don't know if he came out for babies.
Yeah, I don't know if he's still watching over me, but I know that I knew him when I was little.
See? So I believe in that stuff. I really do.
Maybe this is your friendly ghost saying hello.
It's not friendly. It's staying away from me. It's just looking at me from a distance. It's not coming near me. I saw it 3 times today. I saw it 2 times outside of the studio window and 1 time outside of the actual
Are you sure you're not on drugs?
I'm positive, yeah.
He did have something in his eye earlier, though.
Right, he did. No, he was literally, Karen was coaching him how to get a piece of dust out of his eyeball.
Mm-hmm. No, that had nothing to do with it. I can tell the difference between a floater and something that's actually there. I'm telling you, it was a fucking ghost walking
Karen,
around
can you imagine
floor.
If it's just our boss walking in and out of his office?
That would be so funny.
It's not. It's not human. I know it's not human.
I used to work in radio a lot alone. at night. So my shift was 8 to midnight or 7 till midnight. Now everybody's long gone. Mm-hmm. The whole place is shut down. It's just me. Everything's dark. The only person there was me. And I used to have really weird things happen when I was alone. But you're there in the daytime, man. And there's a lot of people in the building. So I'm just curious, like, maybe he is seeing something. Because I think that the studios are always haunted. Always. No,
there's all I know, Karen, is that Anthony has scared you early in the morning so many times. So Monday morning, I think you could get your... Anthony comes in when it's dark. Ooh, we could scheme up so good. And he's going to forget about this conversation.
We could torture him for like a year.
That scares the shit out of me now, though. Because I do come in when it's dark. And I'm sure that the spirit is going to stay here.
Oh, look at him looking. You hear him looking right now.
I know, over his shoulder.
It's not funny. I know for sure 3 times today I was distracted by a spirit that was around this room. I'm not kidding.
Well, I hope it's a good spirit and brings us great ratings.
I just fucking saw it again. It just happened.
Something's in his eye.
No. I have chills.
Do we need to get you an Uber home?
I got the thing out of my eye. I know what I saw. He just walked by me.
Well, talk to him. Ask him what he wants.
Go open the studio door and introduce yourself.
What do I say?
Hello, Hi. Ghost.
What do you need? What are you here for?
Maybe if we stay really quiet, I'll ask a question. Let's see if the microphones pick it up after the recording's done, you know?
Oh, do it now.
You mean just leave the mics on?
No, I'm going to leave them on right now. I'm going to ask a question and see if only the microphone picks it up. Here, I'm going to move it to where it was. And let's see. Ready?
This is stupid.
You never know. Let's see if it works.
You're going to do something. You're going to play a game on us.
No, I swear to God, I'm not. Is there a spirit in or around this studio? Oh, come on.
All right, fine. I'll shut up.
I'm never talking to you again.
Let's see. Here we go.
Try it again.
Silence. Let's see if he answers me.
Anthony is low-key doing an exorcism right now.
Is there a spirit in or around this studio?
Karen, what's the thing that you could say 3 times and then something's bad? What is it, Karen?
You're doing it in your own house, so if you want to fuck around...
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
No, that's Wizard of Oz.
That's Wizard of Oz. He's talking about Bloody Mary.
And I'm not doing that.
Anthony, do it.
I would never...
I never screw with that stuff.
Do it.
Never in my life.
I'm not going to do it here. Do it there.
Did you guys ever use a Ouija board?
When I was a kid. I wouldn't mess with that now.
You got balls, man. The stories you tell off the air. You used a Ouija board?
Yeah, when we were kids, I mean, that was the thing. Like, just once in a while, like, I've definitely done it. I did it in college, and then the letters jumped, and it said something, and I decided never, ever, ever to touch one of those again. It's just black magic.
I was playing beer pong in college. You were doing Ouija boards? I'm sure you drank.
Well,
I'm sure you drank.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was just a thing. That was the last time I did it. I'll never do it again.
Anthony's dead. He's where'd he go?
No, I'm here. I'm just looking around.
The ghost got him.
He's really freaked out.
It's so weird.
It's daylight. There's people around. I was alone in a dark radio station so many times.
At night.
Many different stations in Manhattan.
Oh, that's scaring the shit. Can I get out of here, please? It's time to go.
Yes, all right. It's time to go. I hope it is a real ghost. And I can't wait to hear the stories tomorrow.
Yeah, look over your shoulder on the way out right now, dude.
Please.
1, 2, Freddy's coming for you.
All right, enough.
Bloody Mary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.